With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. The drive to authorize civil unions in the state took a big step forward last night with the bill passing the House Judiciary Committee. Scores of people have testified on this policy over the past 3 years, but this was likely the public's last chance to speak before the bill's almost certain passage this year. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee brings us a mix of voices from the hearing, starting with supporter Keo Frazier.
For us, we live very much married. If you saw our day-to-day, you would see, just like you, we get up in the morning, make each other coffee, share best wishes and kisses to start the day. We will continue to be happily together ever after. Us being recognized by the law solidifies that our love is just as meaningful as yours. Our family is just as meaningful as yours, and our commitment is just as solid as yours.
About 2 weeks ago, we were in a group and asked 75 LGBT teenagers what civil unions meant to them. One young man answered really quietly, "It would mean that I could see myself being happy. And it would mean that I wouldn't have to die alone in a hospital room." And that's one of the reasons that we're here, for those young people.
That was Shauna Campanen, who runs Inside Out Youth Services in Colorado Springs. Attorney Nicole Martin represents a bakery being sued after refusing to make a wedding cake for a gay couple.
You are asking for tolerance, but on its face, without a religious exemption or a conscience exemption, this tolerance is a one-way street. And you are asking, demanding, that citizens take a position on something that they don't believe in.
The fundamental structure of society is marriage. Senate Bill 11 gives couples an out. I can hear the debate now. I won't marry you, but we can have a civil union. Is this the road we as a state want to go down? This is not good for marriage. This is not good for children. This is not good for society at large. It is not simply...
I understand, as being raised Catholic and understanding the sacrament of marriage, I understand why we talk about religion in this. But what we really are talking about here is rule of law and the ability for individuals to be seen equal under the law. And while I have the honor of being the Speaker of the House, my family doesn't have equality under the law.
Bill sponsor Mark Ferrandino of Denver. Before him was Father Michael Carmody speaking on behalf of the Catholic Diocese of Colorado. Now Republican Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough.
This is gay marriage, and I have to go back to thinking that this needs to go before the people of Colorado. They voted on this in 2006. I've had many people tell me times have changed, but I would still say it needs to go back to a vote of the people.
Representative Carol Murray of Castle Rock was the lone Republican to support the bill.
Most important, as my upbringing has taught me, it's not for me to judge others, but to leave that up to God. While on earth, Jesus asked us to love one another. In this spirit, I'll be a yes vote on this bill.
Yes, and that motion passes by a vote of 8-3. This committee is adjourned.
The civil unions bill still has to go through two technical committees before being heard by the full House. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.